9 to 6 and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Especially in Twice a Day Millbrook.
Am I right about that?
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That is great radio.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is out. The roof and part of the building is destroyed. We're told works of art and religious artifacts are saved.
Police are saying that they do not suspect any foul play here. They've opened an investigation into what they call involuntary destruction by fire. It is still widely believed that the fire was set off by the construction work that was going on inside.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Two French billionaires have pledged hundreds of millions of dollars toward reconstruction. A guilty plea from a New Jersey woman who raised $400,000 in donations for a homeless man she claimed gave her gas money. It was all made up.
28-year-old Kate McClure has pleaded guilty to theft by deception. The homeless vet, Johnny Bobbitt, also pleaded guilty. Both agreed to repay the blown money and testify against Kate McClure's ex-boyfriend in the deal, Mark D'Amico. McClure now facing 4 years in prison.
Fox's Therese Crowley. This is Fox News.
Last 7 seasons of Game of Thrones in 30 seconds. Ned Stark, King Joffrey, the Starks at the Red Wedding, Oberyn Martell, Jon Snow, but not so fast, Tywin Lannister, Theon Greyjoy,
ouch.
Hodor,
hold the door,
everyone at the Sept of Baelor, Ramsay Bolton, the Tarleys, and Peter Baelish. This has been Game of Thrones in 30 seconds.
Some morning radio programs are filled with a bunch of jerks. Well, not this one. You found Greg Budell.
I was born a poor black child.
Jay Scott.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes.
And remember, the Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He hates these cans! Stay away from the cans!
So grab your thermos and sit back. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You see that? That's sh**. And this? Shinola.
Shinola.
Son, you're gonna be all right.
And welcome to Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I know the difference between those two things. You don't think so?
No.
Jay Scott is here. Random facts coming up. Emily Hayes, but we start off as always with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Once again this morning, it is jacket weather. In fact, we're in the middle 40s again, and I keep reminding you, we will look back fondly on a morning like this. Sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 81. We had 73 yesterday. Textbook beautiful weather to start the week. So it continues today. Nice and cool tonight, but not as cool as it has been. Increasing clouds, low 54. Tomorrow, a breezy warm day with a high around 84. I think we're dry, partial sunshine. And then on Thursday, we're dry in the morning. We're dry much of the day. Chance of thunderstorms by later on in the afternoon, and especially Thursday evening, Thursday night, it is another severe weather situation, and the main threat in this particular situation is tornadoes. So we'll be watching again, not only through Thursday evening, I'm prepared to be here through the overnight hours, Thursday night. And I'm pretty concerned about how it's developing. Breezy cool behind it on Friday, with maybe a leftover shower, temperatures in the 60s, but a nice Easter weekend. A little cool Saturday, but the sun's out, and Easter Sunday is perfect with a high around 80, and I think we'll have several tornado-free days after Thursday. Right now this morning with clear skies, it's 45 at 6:08.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I want to talk to you about one of our newest sponsors, Dillon Rings. They're here in Montgomery. It's a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service. I love reading the testimonials on their website from some very happy customers all around the River Region. And you can read them yourself at DillonRings.com. They've been in business since 1993. You know, you got Easter coming up, Mother's Day, graduations, maybe an anniversary or a birthday. Josh can create something, just about anything. Just tell him your story. Check out his work on Facebook. And besides that, they can repair all types of jewelry, too. Plus, they have jewelry from locations around the world out there. So stop by and see Josh and Leslie in person and check out Josh's creations. They're located off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. They're closed on Sunday and Monday, but open today through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 3. So experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
10 minutes past 6 o'clock. How's everybody?
Excellent.
Exceptional breakfast.
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, you didn't do the egg thing?
She didn't want the egg yesterday.
No, she
remember.
Said she didn't want the egg, yeah.
I don't remember saying I didn't want the egg.
I remember it.
I do remember that now. Or I would have had an egg on your
plate. Yeah, you totally said you didn't want an egg.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Listeners, did you hear her say that yesterday?
I can go back to the podcast and get it. Well, I'll go do that right now. We'll play it in the next break.
I like how you all three are just like, yeah.
I don't know, but we heard it. That's
cool. Well, because we don't want you to feel like we did that.
I'm fine. I'm not upset or anything.
We gave it to Bailey.
Lord.
I have half a key lime pie in the fridge.
I noticed that.
Oh, you got to the fridge, but you didn't see your plate? Downstairs?
Yeah.
No cranch for you, huh?
Downstairs?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to try that mess.
That was fantastic. I put cranch on it.
I put
cranch on my meatloaf. But everything...
It makes me think of that character from Rick and Morty. It says that one word over and over. Like the whole planet of... what is that?
Yeah, you look that up. The
so rude.
Everything goes better with a runny fried egg.
I know.
Ew. See, that's the thing.
Oh.
Ew. The runny.
The egg was cooked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not complaining.
You don't want a fried egg that I don't like fried eggs that are just cooked.
Overcooked.
So the yolk doesn't run.
Right, exactly.
But believe me, the white part of the yolk, not to be racist, was... everything is racist. Was thoroughly...
No, it's fantastic. Like I said, everything goes bad with a runny fried egg.
It was exceptional.
Well, now that
I let my coworkers know ahead of time, plus I let them know. Across.
I love the picture you took, too.
Yeah,
they're not going to like you this morning.
Ryan's seen the picture, but the other ones haven't.
I'll survive. I will survive. I'm the Gloria Gaynor of meatloaf breakfast.
It's very good, though.
12 minutes after 6, yesterday the whole world was consumed watching the fire.
Boy, consumed is the word.
Yeah. And I think it's a little premature to just write off the possibility that that was deliberately set somehow. How do they know? They haven't even had a chance. They don't even
well, their preliminary investigation says that it was an accident.
Part of the renovation going on. But I love...
But it
I
is
love,
preliminary.
I love the Drudge headline that says, a hero priest saved some important artifacts, artistic artifacts, and also religious artifacts. Mm-mm. That's pretty cool. That because this church has been there for 850 years. And not only is it a symbol of the Catholic Church, it is a symbol of France. It's one of the biggest tourist attractions.
The architecture. Oh,
it's unbelievable. It happens during Holy Week.
Yeah. That also adds to the suspicion.
Right.
I just think it's awfully early for them to make any determination on how that started.
I'm glad they're investigating it, but I won't be surprised if it was a construction crew error.
Well, they're going to feel real bad about it, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
They're going to get a little bill in the mail.
Can you imagine the guy who knows that he accidentally did that, you know? I'm sure he's not saying anything.
I saw the Cathedral of Notre Dame about 30 years ago, 1988. And when you look at it, the thing that strikes you beyond the ornate exterior is that it was made 800 years ago with the technologies of the time, for lack of a better term, that they, you know, that the people that began work on that cathedral did not live to see it anywhere near its completion.
It took 225 years to complete. So you're right. They did not see what it looked like. 225 years to complete.
Nice, though, that a couple of French billionaires, because, you know, they're just such horrible people, have stepped up offering nine-figure donations to help rebuild it.
It's owned by the state, and it's part of the culture there. It will be rebuilt.
So that's what we know this morning. That's all that's new on that at 6:15. What are we talking about on TV?
Stuff.
The huge waste of time that social media is.
Ah, yes. Speaking of which, I better post this story real quick before we go to break. Actually, I could do that during the news.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado with winds up to 95 miles per hour touched down in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were three tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. A bill that would outlaw abortion in Alabama is getting a public hearing in the legislature. The House Health Committee will hold the public hearing Wednesday morning. If passed, the bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's get ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to start the day.
And also for a Tuesday morning show.
But I'm too tired.
You're tired.
You're tired?
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, guys.
Let's get this show on the road.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
It's showtime.
Showtime. All right, this Tuesday. Oh, I haven't handed out the conundrum yet. Let me do that.
Oh.
Look at that picture there.
Oh, brother.
Look on your face.
Oh, they're just...
The two Frenchies that reside here. Well, they don't reside here.
This is shared. This is just too damn cute.
But we know them so well. Louis and Cooper with bunny get-ups on. I don't know how to explain
Blue water
it.
Water bunnies. King Louis and Cooper... Also known, a.k.a. Brown Bullet.
Brown Bullet.
This will put a smile on him.
Thanks.
And I'll put hashtag adorable. You don't mind if I steal that from you for a minute, do you? All right, if you want to see a picture that's going to make you smile.
Besides,
Cooper.
This is a dog-friendly place. Besides Bailey being here every day, the two dogs that Glenn, Glenn,
your Peters, our boss,
Glenn, your breakfast was amazing, Glenn. Greg just posted a picture of Louis.
Oh, you're getting mixed up with Cooper. Glenn Holbrooks.
I don't know where Glenn came from. I don't know.
What's happening?
Coming up later, a moose. Helps police track a stolen car. Woman attacks husband after getting silence when asked if she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Couple facing charges for laxative-laced cookies for striking teachers and more. And
how about the guy who threw the kid off the balcony at the mall?
The little kid? You know, there's two things about that are horrible. One, the story itself. Two, that initially... It was reported that the child fell on his own, and that did not happen. Why they were protecting that guy is open to speculation.
Next day, he was probably in Paris.
Ronda Rousey wants to get pregos.
Well, good for her.
That's nice, but I just wonder how many times can you get hit in the belly and not... That's going to be interesting.
Well, I mean, she wouldn't fight while she's pregnant.
No.
Oh, you mean previous?
Yeah.
Like, what other kind of work is... Well, I tell you...
I've read some speculation on that. You know, of course, it's recommended that nobody get punched real hard in the stomach because it can do all kinds of damage to your organs.
Wurlitzer.
It is 19 minutes after 6. You know who one of our favorite people is in the whole world?
Who?
Eddie Bader. And we're calling him the ubiquitous Eddie Bader because I went to El Jalisco the other night.
You saw the cards, too?
I saw the first card sitting in the thing. It's Eddie Bader. And somebody else, maybe it was Joey yesterday, mentioned the same thing. First card, you know, we're in a business where you're welcome to leave your business card.
Right.
Was Eddie Bader's. It was a gas station.
No, Jay was at a gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I was getting gas.
I get you and Joey mixed up all the time.
I went to El Jalisco on Sunday.
So did our caller.
Did.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday. Yesterday.
December 7th, 1941.
A date which will live in infamy.
I'm helping Eddie and Teresa from Four Healthy Pets with something, and he called me. He said, "What can I do? What can I do? Just I'm like a golden retriever. Just give me something to do, and I'll go do it." That's his attitude. It's this perfect way to describe Eddie. He's a go getter.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That is Eddie Bader to a T. And where you can really enjoy that, I don't want to insult him by saying golden retriever level of service, but he's always ready to leap into action, whether you're buying or selling. We need to keep him, you know, a guy with that much energy, he'll go to waste if he doesn't have something to do. So if you're getting ready to list a home, I would suggest you'll be better with Bader. Call him at 322-0662. He's part of the very excellent team of people at the Goodson Group. And if you're looking for a place, first of all, you should always make a list of what you're looking for, what your budget is. You give it to a guy like Eddie. Eddie's not going to waste your time. He'll let you know exactly what your options are anywhere in the River Region when it comes to finding your next home. And he's fun to be with. So, again, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Let's keep him busy, off the streets and out of trouble. And if you want his business card, you can probably stop by any business in town and find it there.
Right?
At 622, we're going to get our first look at the roads of Mr. Balake. When we come back, the timeline for the 16th of April. And really, what is our TV topic today?
About social media, how more and more of us are... it's called a huge waste of time, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's sometimes I feel the same way. And while we're doing this break, I'm going to see what's on Twitter.
We are rolling through the 6 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic doesn't see any problems for you this morning. The boulevard is looking pretty good. It's starting to build up a little traffic, but it's still only stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're coming in on the 31s, no problems there. And if you're on the interstates, everything's rolling along just fine. We don't see any hitches on 65 or on I-85. Just be careful. Be careful and keep your eyes open around you. The school buses are out picking up kids this morning. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got some Mr. Junk, chocolate eggs filled with gunk. You're sugary and gooey. When you take a bite of it, it's like popping a big zit. This cannot be okay to eat. It is a Cadbury creamy, the kind you find in a convenience store. Cadbury creamy. And if I eat one, I will puke on the floor. Cadbury creamy, filled up with mucus.
It is 6:28. I just went outside and checked, and it's still really nice and Enjoy these cool mornings while you can.
Sure.
Bring out the piccolos. It's the timeline for April 16th with your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 106th day of the year, 259 days remain from New York. Today is Wear Pajamas Day to work. How you like it?
How you like it?
I forgot. Oh. I could have worn a onesie today.
Yeah, with the...
And that would have been the last you guys would have had anything to do with it.
Just got
to
see
complete with a butt flap.
Butt flap, yes.
Yeah, and the foot thing. You know.
Yeah, the Dr. Denton one.
It's Mushroom Day today.
I used to grow those in my basement.
Well, they grow in some people's yards, too.
My people, the Bohemians. The Bohemians. We are the mushroom people.
Hey, it's National Bean Counter Day.
Oh.
I guess that's for people who have to do those mundane jobs of counting things. And it's National Eggs Benedict Day.
You tell me that you got to brief me in advance. I could have made Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Well, I let you know yesterday about pajamas.
Let's see how much that carried.
I'm going to remember that from yesterday to today. If you told me 10 minutes ago, I'd
think you just told him to brief you on the Eggs Benedict if you couldn't remember that it was National Pajama Day today.
What's tomorrow?
Are you in sweatpants? Because that's basically pajamas.
I haven't looked yet what tomorrow is. I'll try to let you know. 76 years ago in 1943, a little accident. Swiss chemist became the first person to take an LSD trip. He didn't mean to. After a tiny amount got on his the skin of his finger, he tripped his off. 1947, Dateline, Texas City, Texas. Explosion near the Galveston Bay. Fire aboard a French freighter, the Grand Camp, ignites ammunition and nitrate and other explosive materials. Oh, my gosh. One of the biggest explosions in history. 600 lives taken. On this date in 62, Walter Cronkite makes his debut on the CBS Evening News. 55 years ago in 64, Rolling Stones released their first self-entitled album. The American version out a couple of weeks later. It's on their own record label. Now, our song of the day. We've never done this one before, but it's a good one. It'll get you going this morning. It's a top 20 hit, fall of 1973. Edgar Winter from Beaumont, Texas. Kind of looks like an albino or something. He was 26 when this came out. He's 72 now. Here's Edgar Winter Group. Let's take a free ride.
The mountain is high, the valley is low.
Does he look weird?
He is a character.
I mean, look at him on the album cover.
I've never seen him on the
album cover. Yeah. That's frightening. Yeah. Here's one he'll never do as our song of the day. On the state in 67, David Soul, number one with Don't Give Up On Us, Baby. 20 years ago in 1999, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, announced his retirement from the NHL. 2003, on this date, Michael Jordan played his last game in the NBA. Get this. 16 years ago today, in 2003, CNN's website made a boo-boo. Ooh, it was a big one. They revealed several obituaries of people who have not died yet, including Ronald Reagan, who died a year later, Pope John Paul, who died 2 years later, Nelson Mandela, who died in 2013, Fidel Castro in 2016, and Dick Cheney, who's still alive today. They didn't make one mistake. They made 5 mistakes. 12 years ago in 2007, a student at Virginia Tech University went on a shooting spree, a rampage that killed 32 people and himself. That's the Virginia Tech massacre, happened on this date, one of the deadliest school shootings in history. On this date in 2009, NFL broadcaster John Madden retired after 3 decades in the booth. He was 73. He's set for life, right? With that, just the royalties off that game, huh?
Yeah.
2017 on this date, world record for, listen to this, the world record for gathering Charlie Chaplin lookalikes, 662 of them, at a museum in Switzerland.
It's Charlie's birthday.
It is Charlie's birthday, and that's what I was going to mention, too. A year ago today, Harry Anderson from Night Court dies at the age of 65.
That was heartbreaking.
Birthdays today, actress Claire Foy. She is Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
On the Crown.
Oh, such a talent.
Yeah. Well, guess who has a birthday today? How old do you think Peter Billingsley, the little boy on A Christmas Story, is? How old is Peter today?
I'm going to guess 40-something.
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
49!
Okay, you want to go?
46.
I'll go 48.
48 it is. Winner, winner, winner. Now you can keep what you got, or you can go for.
I'll go for the curtain.
Curtain. Martin Lawrence is behind the curtain. He's 54.
Dog.
Actor John Cryer, who some people probably remember as Ducky in Pretty in Pink, but he was more known recently for Alan Harper on Two and a Half Men. He's 54 today. Jimmy Osmond is 56. Bill Belichick is 67. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 72. Bobby Vinton, 84 today.
Wow.
And he's blue on blue.
I think we should play the polka song that he made.
Remember his biggest hits, Roses Are Red.
But that 74 hit, I think, outsold all the others.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, in Chicago, let's put it this way, they have a monument there to him.
He's from Pennsylvania. I think he is Polish. His name is not really Bobby Vinton.
It's Bobby Vintonsky.
It could be.
Pardon me.
Pope Benedict XVI is 92 today. He's the one who retired. Dusty Springfield, she only wants to be with you, but she would have had a birthday today. She died in 1999. Charlie Chaplin died in 77, and he would have had a birthday today. 5 days we are till Easter Sunday, 26 days till Mother's Day, 37 days till Memorial Day weekend, and attention, Santa. Christmas Day is just 253 days away. That's your timeline.
And it was Madden's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you know, John Madden, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
And that was the timeline with Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Easter. Easter is the winning word because Baumhauer's will be open on Easter, and they have special treats lined up for the kids to bring the family. And believe me, they have very traditional, like so many homemade recipes, you can put together an awesome Easter dinner. And today, being Tuesday, by the way, is the day that kids eat free. One child with every adult with a $10 minimum entree purchase at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Easter is the word. And you can redeem that this afternoon between 3 and 6 when we ask you to at 272-9228. Win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill downtown at 201 Union, where they're currently getting ready to open for breakfast from 7 to 10. If you haven't had a Baumhauer's breakfast, you got to do that. I got to try and set that up for us one of these mornings as well.
That'd be good.
There's everything. Your favorite breakfast meats, their enormous Baumhauer-sized pancakes and more.
And they might add what you did this morning for us if they knew about it.
You know what? You know, I've cooked for Bob. Bob knows that I have that skill. So if this radio thing doesn't work out, I'll be over on Eastern Boulevard making your next steak.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Chilly this morning, hot tamale. It's going to be a nice day today. We had 73 yesterday. We're looking for 81 for a high today. Sunshine, another textbook day. We're going to enjoy this because it's going to change. Tonight, not as cool. Increasing clouds, low 54. Tomorrow, breezy, warm, high 84, partial sunshine. Thursday, I think we're dry much of the day. High temperature in the low 80s. Chance of a late-day thunderstorm, especially later on in the afternoon. And then thunderstorms increasing Thursday evening, Thursday night. Some possibly severe, including a tornado risk in the overnight hours as well. A breezy cool on Friday. Maybe a leftover shower. Only in the 60s, but you'll swear it's cooler with the wind. And a nice Easter weekend. It starts out a little cool on Saturday, but the sun will be out. And then Easter Sunday with highs near 80 will be textbook perfect. Take it to the bank. Right now this morning, it's 44 in Prattville, Troy, and Alexander City. 45 in Selma and Montgomery, now at 638.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
About 21 minutes from now, Chad Tasser will slide the key in the door at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Reminder, they are expanding. I got to tour. Their showroom is still in progress. They've got two buildings now at 1135 Northeastern Bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for people with a great attitude to help with the counter. They also need mechanics. They need people with a good driving record for pickup and delivery and more. Lewis Lawn, they're also one of our Paw It Forward partners. No surprise there, being the generous folks that they are.
Very true.
And our buddy John Cato was a Lewis Lawn guy as well. And when he wears one of their lime green shirts, you can see him from a mile away. 244-9191 is the number. They carry all the great brands like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and all the steel products. At Lewis Lawn, when you need something to maintain the outside of your home, we hope you will choose them.
Hey, do we know if the Grand Organ was destroyed?
I don't know, but it has 8,000 pipes.
It does.
Most famous organ in the world, and they just restored it in the 90s.
All my random facts today are with Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, really cool. All right, here we go. Let's talk about...
Here's a pop quiz question. What are random facts about today?
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about social media and how it is a huge waste.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
640, social media has dominated the last 15 years of some of our lives, but has it made our lives better?
Yeah, 82% of Americans agree that social media is a huge time waster. 57% think it does more to divide than unite us, and 55% of people think it spreads more lies than truth. But 69% of us still check it at least once a day. There's a lot of numbers
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. I'm not surprised by any of these statistics. I want to bring in 3 Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. We know you're not just completely dominating your life with social media, right?
Rich, are you
checking
lead
your status?
Off? I gotta go on Twitter.
Yeah. I know. Social media is like the baby's diapers of this world because you have to deal with it, but you keep it at arm's length and it smells.
Very well.
Could you repeat
that
again?
You want to put
that? I want to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, but it's not 140 characters. So.
No.
I can use some emojis for some of what he just described.
Twitter's now 240.
That shows you how out of it I am. I didn't know that Twitter had upped their character count.
Yeah, ask the president.
Here's a good social media quote. Take a picture of me and see how many people would like an Easter egg this color.
Huh. What?
What?
Huh?
Did you put the...
Did you see that
I'm glad
Instagram?
I'm the just only lost one, the yeah. translation over here that you guys had that reaction to.
Did you post that beautiful breakfast picture?
I didn't post it, but Ryan has seen it.
Because part of the reason social media exists is to make other people envious.
Yeah, you post your food, right?
You know, seriously, we've seen all kinds of information. You know, when people are going through a tough time emotionally, it's always a good idea to stay away from it because you can easily go to a page.
And see how wonderful everybody else is.
Everybody's happy but me.
Everybody's on vacation.
I don't think I would have lived through the 90s if Facebook and all that stuff have been around then.
I'll tell you one thing I am absolutely 110% grateful for, that social media wasn't invented in the 80s. Because I would have hate to have seen my parents' divorce play out on social media.
Yeah. Oh.
That's because some things that I've seen on social media about,
But some of the things kids have to deal with, too.
Yeah.
You know,
that stuff is there.
Cool. It's vicious, right? I mean, there's a lot of bullying that goes on.
It's my big issue, and it's not kids, although that does happen, and that's wrong. But to me, I don't... pay any attention to opinions from people who hide behind cutesy little names like, you know, Under a Rock 56.
What?
Because it gives angry.
Isn't that Andrew?
No, that's a darn good looking rock. It's become a platform for people. If they ever institute a rule, you should have to register and use your real name. And you watch, some of this ugliness would calm down a lot. But it's easy to take pot shots.
That's true, but...
What? Go ahead.
I think even people using their real names feel like they can say whatever. Just because it's the internet or it's on social media. You see it all the time under, like, celebrity posts. People just say the most reckless things that you would probably not say in person, but...
Celebrities are the worst.
Oh, you knew they wouldn't say it in person.
Exactly.
Celebrities are the worst.
Exactly.
Do you feel it's a job to check post of all your best friends every day? Do you feel it's almost necessary?
I have family members that will post old severe weather stuff. They don't check that there's a timestamp. It says like 2014. Right. And I'm like, please take this down. You're confusing people. They're like, oh, there's a tornado outbreak today. Yeah. I'm like, there's not a cloud in the sky. What are you looking at? But timestamps, check your timestamps.
Exactly.
Words of wisdom from Ryan Stennett. Check your timestamps. And our timestamp says there is no time left.
Look at that.
I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on Facebook and tell your director I'm not happy with him.
He's not into the rock anymore.
Make sure you tag him in it. All right, if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was cute.
All right, let's go home.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's the end of our broadcast day. Blue Water Broadcasting owns WACV.
And those two cute little dogs that are on the front page of Facebook, I should have told everybody to go take a look at Cooper and Louie. They are, I'm sorry, Rich, they have stolen your thunder today.
Adorable.
Absolutely.
You got to get a Bailey picture up there.
All right, coming up, we got the Cheap and Trashy.
All right.
There was almost a very, very high, well, you could say low price paid during the making of episode one of the Game of Thrones.
Y'all, I had stupid song stuck in my head for about an hour last night, and I was so mad at you, Greg.
Me?
Yes, because the only place I ever hear that is here, but the whole Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones,
did you watch? I saw the scope down 55 minutes, which, by the way, oh my God, you make your eyes roll. If you want to bring yourself up to date on the first six seasons.
Seven.
There's 55 minutes in that.
I got it down to 30 seconds.
And now, the last seven seasons of Game of Thrones in 30 seconds. Ned Stark. King Joffrey. The Starks at the Red Wedding. Oberyn Martell. Jon Snow. But not so fast. Tywin Lannister. Theon Greyjoy. Hodor.
Hold the door!
Everyone at the Sept of Baelor. Ramsay Bolton. The Tarleys. And Peter Baelish. This has been Game of Thrones in 30 seconds.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Hey, everybody that died anyway, yeah.
That's pretty good. I love near the beginning where he says, and I just introduced 50 characters.
Yeah, no, the rest of this will go by quick. I just introduced 50 characters.
We're going to go down and visit Mr. Balaki in the traffic dungeon, and we'll be back with the Cheap and Trashy. I'm going to go down and see if it's still as nice as it was the last time I was downstairs. Check the traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get a little bit closer to the 7 o'clock hour, we're starting to see the traffic build up, especially in the downtown area and around the Air Force bases, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, we still don't have any troubles for you. I-65 and I-85 are moving along just fine. And if you are coming in on the 31s, we don't see any trouble for you coming out of Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy, or Hope Hull. Be careful as the traffic builds up this morning and watch out around you. Brian Hart Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest. interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, here's a little behind-the-scenes info on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah, dragon riding. Let's put it this way.
Let's get nuts.
Kit Harington almost lost one.
I read that.
In a dragon riding sequence. The dragons, of course, are computer-generated.
No. Of course.
But to film somebody riding one, the actor has to sit on a contraption called a buck.
You wrecked it for me.
They're not real dragons.
They're not? Next thing you'll tell me is
anyway,
Easter Bunny is not real.
The buck is like a mechanical bull. It's not easy to ride, and there's a place where he almost falls off. The dragon swings around violently, and his right nut got trapped.
Ow.
Yeah. I think we have that sequence here somewhere. Well, then maybe we don't. In my head, he says, this is how it ends. On this buck, swing me around by my...
Well, okay.
Yeah.
By my snowballs.
Ooh. And the fate of Ed Sheeran's character has been revealed.
Yeah, just, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Skip over that. I wish Rich would have watched it yesterday.
Oh. We already mentioned Ronda Lousey. Lori Loughlin, her husband, pled guilty, or not guilty yesterday.
Uh-huh. It's their way of saying we don't want to go to jail for 40 years, which is what they're facing.
How do you plead?
We didn't do nothing. Cher, who yesterday completely played in to Trump's sanctuary city bit.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say? I didn't hear this.
Well, she is the one that believes in open borders as long as the people don't come to L.A. because we can't take care of the people we have. So, because he wants to send them there.
That poop finder thing.
But yesterday she made news because she says Sonny Bono would be a little pissed about how he's portrayed in a new Broadway show that's about her life.
Oh, really?
She was asked what Sonny would think about his portrayal on the show. Mm-hmm. She said he would like it. He'd be a little pissed off, but he knows it's true, so he'd be okay. So I don't know what that means.
The beat goes on.
There's a scene where Sonny comes to talk to her after his death, and it makes her cry every time she sees it.
Mm-hmm. Got you, babe.
It validates him so much because we go through some stuff that really happened. I won't be watching it, so.
You better sit down, kids.
Justin Tinkerbell congratulated the rest of NSYNC for their Coachella performance with Ariana Grande.
That was this weekend. I didn't watch a bit of it either.
I tried to watch Friday, and there was nobody that I cared to watch. Yeah. And I forgot about it Saturday and Sunday, but we had weather issues.
Justin Bieber is being sued by the paparazzi he hit with his car a couple of years ago. Meanwhile, a woman was arrested for getting too close to Justin's home.
Too close?
Too close. I guess there is a trespassing kind of thing there. Hustlers, not the magazine, but the movie starring Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B as strippers is coming out this fall. I don't know about you, but that's going to make us a long summer waiting for that. American Idol is down to the top 10 contestants.
I don't care!
And neither does most of America. That show, man, that used to be a guaranteed 30 million viewers a week.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even get six.
And they got to pay all those big, big ticket salaries?
Yeah. According to what I've read, even with those big salaries they're paying Lionel Richie and others, the cost of that show is actually less than some of the bigger production.
Oh, really?
Like weekly dramas and stuff.
Yeah.
It's still considered cheap entertainment. Georgia Engel, who was Ted Baxter's wife on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, passed away. Did you know that?
She was a...
like 70 years old last night?
Mm-hmm. She was a religion that where you don't go to doctors?
Christian Scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't consult doctors.
Oh.
But it's too late to rethink that idea.
Did you see the TV ratings for Game of Thrones?
No.
Well, one said 17.8 million.
17.8 million, yeah.
For a off-network.
Yeah, yeah. The last season's premiere did 16 point something. So did this have 17.8? It was a good jump.
Given the amount of chat, though, that it gets... And play in the media, I have to believe that a lot more than 17 million people watch that show.
Oh, I'm sure a lot more than 17 million. They're probably just counting how many, you know, you got to think of the watch parties that were probably watching this, so.
Do they count me because I haven't seen it yet? Am I in that? You know what I mean?
That's true. I don't necessarily know because they did count through their streaming service and through regular cable and everything else. They counted all of that. Had 17.9. I'm sure it's a whole lot more of people that
haven't seen it
that weren't be able to. Yeah, that have either taped it or plan on watching it. You know, through an app or something
on
demand.
What does this word "tape" mean?
Yeah, you know.
I know we're still using
DVR'd it.
You mean filmed it?
Whatever. Yeah.
Hey, it looks like we will have a convoluted introduction to Random Facts.
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
I was just ready to announce there wouldn't be, but now I have to change my mind. 657, a company that does very important work and one we're proud to have as a sponsor is Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka. Their mission, and it's one they probably accepted for several decades now, is to begin the process of choice restoration to lives that have been adversely affected by just a cruel twist of fate. Beginning with our wounded heroes coming home who are facing recovery from wounds sustained in battle. to people who were driving down the road and somebody blew a red light and their entire life was changed in a single instant. It begins with the home where they try to make it safe and accessible no matter what the circumstances. So the first thing a client does not need to do is sell the home that they love living in. They try to make it safely accessible. After that, it's customized motorized equipment for those who need it. Gulf States Mobility has restored the driving choice to people thanks to voice command technologies. It's a great use of modern technology in the digital age and re-empowering people to do as much for themselves as they possibly can. This is what they do in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590, and I always ask, in appreciation of your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, please look them up and like them on Facebook, Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Fox News in about...